the Derby debrief from Rams TV live from Pride Park Stadium. Owen Bradley with former Derby captain Sean Barker alongside here to bring you some reaction to a Derby victory this afternoon. The Rams did it the hard way, as they've done before, coming from behind to beat Cheltenham Town by 2-1. Max Bird and James Collins with a couple of fine finishes, getting Derby the win after Liam Sercombe had put the visitors in front. We'll get reaction from one of the goal scorers and from the head coach shortly. Kick off with a word from Barks, as we always do. What do you make of that this afternoon?
Poor for long spells. The first half was way below standards that we expect to see here at Pride Park. In possession, didn't really find any fluidity from back to front. They were congested in that middle of the area, and we were kind of forcing balls and playing shorter passes when you maybe needed to stretch it. We didn't move it from one side to another, which allowed them to keep the shape and structure. And out of possession, I was really disappointed again, because they lost the duels, they lost the second balls. The Cheltenham's first goal, or their goal, showed just the lack of commitment to go into tackles and challenges, and it ultimately led to them going ahead. But I mentioned on comms that might get Derby going, because the fans were not happy. They were vocal, they made it well known to the players, and we saw a lift as soon as Max Burke got that free kick. They made changes, they were much better, and obviously Colo finished the game off with a wonderful finish that deserved to win the game.
We'll delve into a few more details with Barks shortly. First, some reaction from downstairs. Here's the head coach, Paul Warne.
Relieved, really. Fair play to the lads. They could have, you know, 1-0. It's quite easy. Well, it's not easy to crumble, but I've seen teams crumble when they're not at their best, and we weren't at our best today, that is for sure. But they kept going. But obviously, Birdie got us. I mean, I think we only had two real attempts on goal. We had plenty of corners and plenty of oohs, but not real attempts. So two good goals got us out of it. In fairness, we still in the 94th, 95th minute could have ended up conceding, which is disappointing. But it just felt like it was a pitch that suited winter football, and we were passing it too much in front of them, never trying to get in behind them and causing problems. And then once you stretch the game after that's happened for a few, then all of a sudden you've got pockets to play and all that. We never really asked them. And in fairness, they asked that of us. They played forward, their two forwards worked so hard, pressed even our fullback. So, and if you ask my defenders, they don't want to play against that. Who does? They're always happy with teams you want to play in front of you. So at half-time, we just said to them about, you know, you've got to just try and make the pitch bigger, spin it down the side. Let, if every one in every three goes out of play, then so be it, you know. But you've just got to try and put a bit more dynamic in your play. And obviously, in the end, we won, so we're pleased on that. But, you know, we're not leaving the stadium thinking, you know, everything's perfect. We're not that crazy.
Well, we talked before about moments being the difference and being ever so important, and you had the quality in the moments to win it today.
Yeah, we did. I mean, obviously, Birdie's goal is something else, and, you know, hence what we said at half-time, like with Nat, the ball's gone down the side. We have pace and power on both sides, and with Tom, to be fair, and Nat crosses it for a great finish for Colo, which is great. But, you know, we weren't creating that first half because there was no urgency in our play, which was disappointing. So, so I'm pleased. Obviously, we made the changes. I thought the subs had positive effects. And there was, you know, I'm not knocking the lads for effort, but, you know, at times when it really mattered, you know, did we win enough headers? Did we win enough tackles? And we spoke to him after the Reading game about just getting the basics right. If you get the basics right, you know, we're a good team. But today I don't think we got our basics right enough. We won, and I'm pleased that we won. And credit to Cheltenham. I said all week that Cheltenham are, like, you know, I think they've won more games than us in the last five or six. They're in good form. They're, you know, they've worked tirelessly, and I knew that would be the case. And, it made it very difficult for us. So to get a win is good. But, yeah, I'd like to think we would play better. But for the fans who stayed with the team, I really appreciate that, because you need that when you're not at your best.
Corey Blackett-Taylor started for the first time. He only arrived on Monday. Is he going to need a bit more time with you?
Yeah, he is. Bless him. I mean, we trained differently to his previous club, and it isn't like just a drag and drop, which everyone thinks it will be. But in fairness, he didn't get hardly any of the ball, so... have a week with the lads and see how we progress. And we obviously need to show him things and what we expect. But in fairness, I could show him some of my senior pros what we expect. So I can't say that everyone covered themselves in loads of glory and glitter. So, but yeah, a good day in the end, but a difficult way to get there. And my mum came up from Norfolk today, by the way, and it's her birthday. I just hope when I get in there, she's still breathing. That might have finished her off. She gets a bit stressed. So, but yeah, win is good, and you know, it's another W in the box that you know, might be the important one come the end of the season. Who knows?
You alluded to ahead of the game having some injury issues, and we didn't see Callum Elder today. How likely are you likely to be out without him?
I think we're going to miss him for another 10 days. So, you know, we obviously had choices whether to play with a three and play with wing backs, or I know Sib's done a good job for me last year at left back. He was excellent. And in fairness, he was our sort of a shining light first half. He kept trying to go forward with it. He did take risks, but I'm all for taking risks. So, yeah, Callum missed out, obviously. JJ as well. We were worried about Cash. Cash was really stiff, didn't really do anything on the grass for the last couple of days. So fortunately, we got Cash through, and without a game till next Saturday, we can, you know, do a lot of watching the game back with the lads on Monday, a little bit on the grass, and then start building them up for, you know, the next away game. So, you know, we're going to have some real games here coming up. Like, we've got the Shrewsbury, the Stevenies is at home. It will be the same sort of game that we just need to, you know, play a different side. And yeah, and play better.
Excuse me.
Sorry. Is that how we're ending it? Oh, that is amazing. The timing, you were like, sneeze when I wink. And perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks.
Paul Warren with his reaction there. We'll hear from Max Bird later as well. Obviously not getting carried away with the performance. He always gives us an honest assessment of things. And I think we heard from him here. He knows his team are going to have to improve.
Yeah, I think there's two parts of this game that he'll reflect on. I think the performance first and foremost wasn't good enough in many different aspects, but again, the team have done what they needed to do to get over the line and get the 3 points, and we've seen that fairly consistently this season. When they've not been at the best, they've still picked up 3 points, and that's been the disappointment the last couple of games. The Reading, we weren't at our best and came away with nothing and deserved nothing. Lincoln, we weren't at our best and came away with a point, but we've done it numerous times where we've got all three, even when we've not been flying. But the performance they have to pick up individually, collectively, they haven't been where we expect them to be. We lacked, in my opinion, looked a little bit low of confidence, which is a surprise really, because it's only been two or three games where our standards have dropped, and we needed moments of magic, and we had that. I've mentioned so many times the quality we're having this team, but we can't just leave it for one or two moments in the game and hope that James Collins takes that one opportunity he has, and hope that a Max Bird puts it into the top corner from a free kick. I will say the subs made a difference. I thought all of a sudden that extra bit of energy and desire to compete and get around the pitch made a difference. And again, we talk about a squad game. It's going to be so important that everyone's firing from now until the end of the season.
Cheltenham started the game well, started the second half well too, which is when they scored their goal. Liam Circum, busy player, took it well in the end, although it's a scrappy goal.
Yeah, you can give Circum credit for being in the box. It ricocheted, I think, off Nelson in the end to go in the back of the net, but there was probably five or six opportunities to put your foot through the ball, to make a challenge, to win a duel, to be aggressive, to be competitive, which was my complaint in the last game, and it's still there for today. It was far too easy for them to score that goal, and I like the reaction of the fans getting on the backs at that point, because they knew it needed to improve. They knew up to 65 minutes or so, this isn't the derby that the manager wants. This isn't the derby they want to go and see and pay their money for. And we got, as soon as the substitutions were made and Max got his goal, we saw a difference. We saw a little bit more tenacity. We saw a little bit more energy. We saw players like Mendes Lang getting in more promising positions and being more threatening in the 1v1. So it took too long. And ultimately, we had 25 minutes to rescue the game, and we did that in the end. So there's going to be lots of things, I think, that the players and the managers and his staff can take from this game. Lots of negatives and disappointments, but still enough positives to reflect and say, well, we did enough to win the game because of these moments, and there were wonderful moments as well.
Yeah, one of them, Max Bird's goal, as you mentioned already, we've talked a lot about how he's looking to add that element, that quality, goals, assists to his game. Took the free kick ever so well.
He did. And as soon as it was set up, I fancied Max from that position. There was enough of a gap on that near post. It was whether their wall stood strong and they didn't. They folded and opened up and he found that near post. So for Max, we've had a period this season where he's just been as good as I've seen him consistently over maybe six or seven games. And his performances have dropped of late. And it was only the goal that sparked him into life, and I thought he got better and better as the game went on. The actual first 60 minutes, I thought the midfield were dominated in terms of second balls, in terms of challenges, in terms of kind of running the game, and it suited Cheltenham. We have footballers that want to get on the ball, but also there's another side to that, and I just don't think we've matched that competitiveness over the last few games. And whether it's a confidence thing, whether it's a belief thing, whether it's just going against maybe what you naturally want to do, which is get on the ball and play the football. But when the substitution was made and Max had to get on the ball that little bit deeper and had to dictate the play, all of a sudden I thought his confidence grew. He got the goal, confidence grew. He was more demanding of his teammates, made more runs in behind, made more challenges. And that's why, you know, someone as big as him in this team, that the importance he has, it's so important that he continues to pick up his form and get back to his best that we've seen this season.
And Derby's best move of the game led to the second goal, taken really well by James Collins, who's now on to 13 league goals for the season. There's only, I think, six players with more than him. But how much did the change in shape and the changes of personnel influence Derby playing a little bit more football for you?
I think it was the timing of the changes. I thought going back to a back three just allowed you to get past that first press. Paul mentioned it there about the front two working their socks off to stopping you playing and pressing fullbacks. As soon as you go to a back three and you make that defensive line a little wider, it leaves Sibbs a little higher, left Wilson a little higher, then all of a sudden there's little gaps to play into. And just the energy at that point in time, I thought they made changes that affected them. Street came off, I think, injured at half-time. With the two centre midfielders, I thought were pretty comfortable in that central area. They came off and they changed it for another three midfielders. Come on, you start to see us get the edge and start to get the advantage and start to have the control of the game. It was whether or not we had the quality at the time, and the second goal was a perfect example of what this team can do. They moved it quickly, played it to Wills. He found the run of Mendes Lang, who got himself in a 1v1, wonderful ball into the box. And that moment in this game typifies James Collins and the importance he has within this team. And he had one chance today. Oh no, he had the chance in the first half with a header. But the one clear-cut chance he had, and it was a difficult one, he took so well. That's why he's in the team. He might not always have, you know, the best game, but if there's a chance falling to someone, you want Collo to have it.
Well, let's hear from one of the goal scorers. Here's Max Bird.
Mixed emotions, I think. I think we didn't obviously start the game too well. First off, we were poor. And if I'm being honest, the whole game was poor game. But like you say, if we're going to get to where we need to get to come the end of the season, champions, top two, whatever it is, we need to put in better performances than that. But on the other hand, it shows that we can scrap out games and still pick up 3 points.
You had the moments of quality when you needed them, including yours. Happy with the free kick?
Yeah, I mean, me and Natty just joked about it in there. He wanted it the other way around. He wanted to play it and me to stop it. And I said, nah, look, I fancy this. And yeah, just he stopped it and ran onto it and you know, took a good whack at it. The gaffer's been taking me away for some one-on-one shooting with him, striking the ball a bit better because I need to get more goals. And yeah, I mean, it's a nice touch there.
Who has the final say in those sorts of moments? Because you're both senior players, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, I had it today. Other days he'll have it, but no, I just fancied it where it was on the box, and luckily it went in and got us back in the game.
And he did brilliantly for the second goal as well. Fantastic finish from James Collins to go with.
Yeah, as you said, that's Collo there, brilliant finish. And that, look, moments of quality have won us a game today. Let's be honest, we weren't at our best, far from it, in fact. And you know, we need to evaluate the game and analyse it and see what we can do a bit better. But like I say, we've come away with 3 points at home. Like I say, a poor game, but 3 points is 3 points. In this stage of the season, you need as many as you can get.
You went on a brilliant run, 10 wins out of 12 or whatever it was. There was bound to be a little bit of a drop-off at some point. Is it just about making sure you get on the next run as quickly as possible, maybe starting today?
Yeah, definitely. I think we need to, you know, pick up our performances and, like I say, analyse this one, see what we can do better and try and go on another run. It's important that we do that. The manager always talks about winning games is good, but runs win you championships and stuff like that. And that's ultimately what we're going for. We're all hungry for it. And we need to stick together and try and achieve that target.
Let's start with midfielder and goal scorer today, Max Bird. Here are the results from this afternoon then. A couple of results notably going Derby's way. Exeter winning at Barnsley by 2-1 and Bristol Rovers beating Oxford 3-1. Chris Martin and Luke Thomas, a pair of former Rams, both on target there. Peterborough United drop points away at Lincoln, held to a goalless draw. Stevenage did get a victory. They came from behind a couple of times to beat Wigan 3-2. Bolton thought they'd gone top with a 4-1 win at Carlisle, but a last-minute 89th-minute penalty from Bishop gave Portsmouth victory to keep Portsmouth top of the table. This is how things are looking in League One. Maybe just a little bit of separation starting to come in now. Portsmouth top from Bolton, who have the games in hand, from Peterborough. Then Derby, level on points once again with Posh, as they've been a few times this season. The gap between the Rams and Barnsley is at 4 points. Barnsley have the game in hand, and Stevenage now back into the top six at Oxford's expense. Not too much changing toward the bottom of the table. Cheltenham, Carlisle, Fleetwood all losing today. That's all from us for now. If you want more reaction to today's game, it'll be on the website for you. Head to dcfc.co.uk for that. For now, from me, Box, and the team, goodbye.